Chapter 1. The painted purple and pink sunrise melted into cool, breezy blue skies as ponies from all over Equestria journeyed toward the bustling epicenter of Canterlot. Hundreds of winged pegasi soared through the fluffy clouds up above. Down below, the unicorns and earth ponies journeyed by train, cart, and hoof from the far reaches of the kingdom. The excitement for the inaugural event was so palpable that it seemed as if it were buzzing through the air in little shockwaves. Some ponies even felt butterflies in their tummies and sweet songs on their lips as they anticipated all the fun and friendship they were going to experience at the very first Festival of Friendship. Anything could happen. The busy streets were starting to fill up as Spike, the young dragon who acted as best friend and advisor to the Princess of Friendship, pushed his way with urgency through the gathering crowds.
"Excuse me," he called out, struggling to keep hold of the armloads of important scrolls he was taking to the princess. "Dragon on the move! Coming through! Watch your tail!"
Ponies darted out of the way to accommodate him, whispering with excitement as he passed.
"What do you even do at a friendship festival?"
an earth pony with red pigtails commented in awe as she took in the glorious scene around her.
"Make friends, bond over music, meet all four princesses?"
a golden-colored mare with a honeypot cutie mark replied as they trotted off to find out. Spike took mental note of their excited comments so he could relay to Princess Twilight how wonderful an idea the whole festival had been. It hadn't even started yet, and it was already a hit. Spike just knew it was going to be thrilling. He had a feeling in his gut. The little dragon continued across the cobblestoned plaza with his scrolls, a happy pep in his steps. He was so distracted, he almost walked right into a pair of overexcited filly pegasi flying right past him and up into the air. Their giggles of delight were even louder than those of the ponies jumping in the bouncy castle.
"Do you think they'll let me wear their crowns?"
wondered a lilac filly named Violet Petals as she soared high above Canterlot to get a better view. Her friend grinned.
"I bet Princess Twilight is the most perfect pony ever!"
It seemed that every pony had the beloved princesses on their minds. Besides the appearance of the royal princesses, so many exciting things were still to be seen. But the true main event of the weekend would be the stunning musical styling of the super-talented Songbird Serenade. The pop star was set to perform in an epic show that would undoubtedly go down in equestrian history as one of the best of all time. Or it might, depending on whether Twilight could persuade the other princesses to go along with her ingenious plan to enhance the experience for every pony in the audience. Up in the castle, Twilight paced tirelessly, and more than a little nervously. She couldn't stop fretting over the fact that every detail of the occasion had to be just perfect. After all, every pony's happiness rested in Twilight's hooves. She couldn't let them down. Taking a cue from her own serene image depicted in the stained glass windows, Twilight paused and spread her majestic purple wings out wide. She took a deep breath to summon her courage and center her thoughts. Twilight held the air in her lungs for a moment. "Just go in there and ask," she told herself. "This is your friendship festival." She expelled the air in a heavy sigh and shook her head in frustration. "Nope, still worried. Oh, nothing is working." She let her face fall into her hoof and scrunched her muzzle. Luckily, a friendly voice pulled her from her thoughts.
"Okay, Twilight,"
Spike scrambled inside the cavernous hall with a smirk on his face. He was still buzzing from all the activity outside.
"Got all your charts and graphs?"
The dragon carried his mountain of scrolls to the princess.
Oh, thank goodness you're here, Spike, Twilight called out. I'm just so nervous about this meeting.
Just remember the most important thing, he assured her.
To smile? Twilight twisted her face into a forced version of one.
No,
he replied, a little scared by her over-the-top intensity.
You have a plan.
Yes, that's true, Twilight nodded. Of course, Spike was right. Twilight had prepared for this, and there was nothing to be afraid of. The other three princesses knew her well. Whatever she had to say, they would listen. Twilight was ready. She nodded at Spike and stepped through the massive double doors to the throne room. "Wish me luck!"